For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so Kenny, you made it clear last week or a couple weeks ago that you would never take participation ever in Facebook Marketplace. You said,
no.
Too dangerous. You've heard too many stories, right?
I've done it twice. I don't want to be a part of it ever again. Mm-hmm. I've heard too many scary stories, and that's it.
And I told you the in-laws were doing it with certain items to save money.
Yeah.
And
for your babies.
For the babies, yeah. Yes. For the they babies. Wanted a pack and play. They saved $30 on it. Worked perfectly. Turns
we got
out
the famous crack and play.
Yeah. The crack and play. And it turns out they knew through West Side families, they actually knew who they were trading with. So it worked out, and there was a nice story behind it. You, on the other hand, said you don't ever want to take part in something like that. Too many unfortunate stories.
Yeah, never. I've heard too many. It scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, and we have an update.
Yes.
And this coming from WOIO 19 News.
Police departments across the country have been warning people for years about the dangers of buying or selling things online and then meeting up with strangers. Well, obviously, not everyone is listening. Akron police are still searching for several crooks who robbed two people at gunpoint.
I was getting a PlayStation off of Facebook Marketplace.
You guys, we keep telling y'all to do that down at the police department. Stop going these random places and do that.
Akron police say they've responded to a dozen Facebook Marketplace robbery calls in 2024. A 27-year-old was trying to buy a PlayStation 5. The victim sent the seller $250 on Cash App.
As he's getting ready to give it to me, and then as Cash App, I'm grabbing the PlayStation 5, he jumps back, pulls back, and then pulls his gun out and puts it to my head and helps me to pull off.
Reporting in Akron, I'm Kelly Kennedy, 19 News.
Do you want me to apologize to you?
No, I don't need an apology. I am... There's no champion's pose here. I hope they catch whoever did this.
Can you imagine if you're out there trying to complete one of these Facebook Marketplace deals, and I'm just oblivious. They pull out the gun, and I'm like, no, I'm not trying to buy the gun. I'm trying to buy the PlayStation. Come on,
but you gotta. This is why you have to do these in police. You have to do it at police stations, don't you?
911 operator said so.
Yeah,
so
you have to do it at the police station.
Are they offering that in every municipality? Is that something that all the towns are doing?
I think that, I'm not sure if it's every single one, but I think there are designated pull-up areas that are Facebook Marketplace.
They all have parking lots. Yeah.
Right, so there's nothing stopping you. Right. It's not like you can't go to a parking lot of a police station.
Well, I don't think you can just go there.
I don't think a cop's going to come out and go, hey, no transactions.
Well,
or give me
this
my
is
cut.
The thing. This is the thing. Is it or is it not a taxpayer-owned building? I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can loiter. You can't just sit there in the parking lot of a police station all day long.
But you can go there and have like a designated. They have a sign that says this is for community transactions.
You can go there and have a timely exchange of legal goods and be done with it. But that's my it. I don't want people stopping by the house. I don't want to be stopping by other people's houses. I don't want any part of that stuff.
So you're right
about
the houses.
I started looking
thing.
At the Facebook Marketplace stuff, and I started seeing old Dodge pickups. And I'm like, man, I'm starting to get excited over here. Like right now, 1991 Ford Ranger regular cab XLT pickup. Okay, $6,800 for this thing. Look at this thing, Tone. This is a
What's
single
the motor
cab.
In that?
This thing's a beaut. I'm guessing a four-cylinder.
Oh, nice.
I'm guessing a standard four-cylinder. And remember, this is the only two-wheel drive. Yeah, this one has 75,000 original miles. A 2-inch leveling kit, boy, when you had the 2-inch lift, you think it doesn't make a difference, 2 inches?
Makes a difference.
That's probably on 33s, then.
You need to see the interior on this thing. It is a red interior, which I'm not a big fan of, but this stuff is clean.
Extended cab?
No, single cab, which I like even more. Yeah.
See, isn't this the problem, though? There's so many good items.
Man, this Ranger's nice.
On there that it's hard to not want to participate in this.
So Chevy Chevette, oh my
gosh! We started the segment saying, Ken, you were right, we're sorry, and now Ken's back in it, and he's about to get
robbed. If they just drive the Chevette to the local police department in Burbank, Ohio, we can talk turkey. Chevy Chevette, oh my gosh.
Well, it does stand to reason that there's so many phonies. I'm getting the testimonials from my mother-in-law saying we can tell in two questions how serious somebody is about any of this. Because people come and go, they see who else is offering the same merchandise.
That's
or
another
whatever.
Thing. Can I say it? I got so many Facebook friends that do this. Some will post the interactions they've had with people, and that seems like way too big of a pain. That's way too big of a pain.
Well, what I don't understand is how, at this point, is not everybody vetted on Facebook? Like, how are their fake accounts allowed? Or can you get a badge or get something that means? Because once you're a real person, if you waste enough people's time, you should just get banned from Facebook Marketplace.
True.
Like, if you're never going at it from... I'm not even talking about the criminals. I'm just talking about the people that waste
people
everybody's
in general.
Time.
Not an amount of oversight that I don't think they've thought about.
No, of course not. Mitch on St. Clair, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Listen, I talked about the crack and play. Obviously, Lyman hasn't looked through every last aspect of that pin and play, whatever, but it's there somewhere. But I am going to be 100%. I'm 100% on this one. As far as cars go, don't ever get a car from Facebook Marketplace.
Why
don't
is that?
Don't ever talk to nobody. Because they will tell you to put a deposit down. Just like the guy who said he put $250 down for the PS5, they will explain to you, like, hey, you need to give us at least $1,000.
No, I ain't getting nothing from me. No.
Right. So you're obviously smart. So,
well, Mitch, why would any – I guess is the demand – hold on, Mitch. Is the demand so crazy that if you see a good deal on a car, you're like, I got to get in on it, so I have to put the deposit. Like, what is forcing people to put a deposit down?
Well, everybody don't get deals and discounts like you guys because you guys work for the radio station. Some people just need to go get a car.
I don't get no discount. People try to charge us more.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, anyway, Garrett told that story on air.
Hey, listen, I'm just telling you, some people don't have the money. Some people can't afford car notes.
Who are those people?
Some people just want to get a regular car that's $3,300.
And that's fine.
And they take advantage of these people.
And that's fine. But if you want to sell me a regular car that's $3,300, and I respect that, Mitch, I was raised in cars that were, I was probably conceived in a car that was $3,300. But what I'm saying here, it was actually a 75 Chevy van where I was conceived. But either way, what I'm saying here, Mitch, is that you don't need to hold $500 from me for a $3,500 truck. Like, I'm looking at this 97 Ranger in Youngstown right now with 227 original miles. I will go and I will write you a check maybe for $3,500 if it's to my inspection. You are getting not a penny before I'm ready to buy. No.
The only
no.
reason that people will put money down is because they say, listen, I got four or five other buyers.
Right.
So okay, then talk to your four or five other buyers.
And then
I don't
see
need
how serious you are.
I understand where you're coming from, Mitch. Not all of us are as fortunate as Ken.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, before Lyman, make sure you look for that crack.
I have trucks imported from Michigan.
Okay, that was one time. It was one time. Thank you very much.
Tom,
my first truck cost me $400.
What did your last one cost you, Ken?
Well, let's not talk about that.
What the tires cost you on that one? Tom,
the window ended up being free earlier this week. Thank you very much.
Mike, congratulations on all your success. Tom A on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I've been dispatched back to my PD for standbys on child custody pickups and Facebook Market deals. The way he wrote it, I thought it was a child custody pickup on Facebook Marketplace, which would really be some wheeling and dealing going on. Holy cow.
I'm getting texts from people
like
in Streetsboro. The Streetsboro Police Department has a commerce area.
Okay.
We have a commerce area designation.
Wow, Streetsboro doing nice.
Congratulations on all your success.
Manhattan, New York, Streetsboro, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We're living right out there. What are you going to do? God's country. I invited you, but you wanted to live in Bay Village.
I drove by through there the other day. 20 straight lights? 20 lights through there?
Oh, the lights are, yeah.
What? That's not the Streetsboro I grew up with, Kenny.
It's the gateway to progress, brother. The gateway to progress to the rest of Portage County, and you will be sitting at a light. It's the only drawback. There is a lot of traffic in Streetsboro.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.